216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Let me just ask this, because we just had a pretty spirited debate about this.
If, was that a debate? I thought we were just screaming at each other.
I thought it was a debate, but if you want to call it screaming, call it screaming.
I'll go with screaming.
Okay, I'll go debate. If Flacco starts this year, is this a lost season?
In what regard?
That the fact is that they want to put out a guy that like isn't here to win now or can't be here for a long time, that, you know,
okay, and, right. I see your parameters. Here's why it's a lost season.
There's one other thing that there's a little another nugget to this thing too, is that you drafted two quarterbacks, and like to me, if the rookies don't get on the field at some point, again, I'm expecting two quarterbacks to start at any point during the season because it's 17 games. But if one of those rookies doesn't get on the field this year, that the draft feels like it was a waste, especially if you're going to draft another quarterback next year. That's just that's the one undertone I have.
You didn't draft the quarterbacks in rounds one and two, so I that doesn't bother me much.
Okay,
I would say if Flacco starts, it's not a waste of a season because you never know what could happen. But what it would mean to me is, oh boy, one of these three younger guys couldn't beat out Joe Flacco. Okay. But I'm holding out some hope that maybe you find somebody who can be a part of this football team for a long time, preferably as a starting quarterback, and if not, as a key backup. You know, if you had a good backup quarterback, that'd be great. And so that's why and it's nothing against Joe personally. It's just that I don't need to see a 40-year-old starting at quarterback unless he's clearly the best guy we have. And I hope that one of the three young guys, and I don't care which one it is, shows that he's the best guy that we have, because it might give you a little more hope moving forward.
Daniel is calling from Joe Flacco's old team, The Couch. Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Daniel.
All right. How about yourself, gentlemen? Thanks good. For having me.
Hey, can you take us off speakerphone before you go?
We want your dulcet tones to just
yeah. We want to be able to hear you
through the speakers.
Okay. One second. Hold on.
I know this feeling. Don't you? I have this conversation all the time.
I don't want to miss my opportunity. Can
there
you hear
you
me?
Go. That's much better. You sound so much better.
Yeah, you sound better than both of us.
I love it, man. Thank you. Thanks for helping me out, fellas. So here's my take on it. I don't really care how old Joe Flacco is. I always believe this is wisdom before age. This man has proven himself to have some type of longevity in the league, okay? You know, and it's only fair to the veterans that are still on our team to put us in the best position to win games. It was great when we went 11-6 last year with this aging quarterback. But my whole thing is, I don't care how old our quarterback is, as long as he can go out there, he can produce, give us good results, put wins up on the board. That helps keep the momentum going for the new guys and the veterans to stick around, so they don't have to take the vet minimum and go play for the Chiefs somewhere. So I don't really care how old the quarterback is. I'm rooting for some of the younger guys, because you got two Super Bowl proven quarterbacks on our team. So the other young guys should be able to, you know, put in their own due diligence, you know, to fight for that number one spot or number two spot, just in case anything was to happen for real. Like, I just want us to win. Like, I remember Jeff was saying, just the Pittsburgh Steelers got six Super Bowl rings.
Yes.
And I've been, as long as I've been watching, we haven't won. You know, we've had good seasons, we've had terrible seasons, but I only care about us winning one. It's the same way when the Cavs was going through all of that before we got LeBron. We kept trying to get there and was nothing happening. He came back. Just get us one. We can figure out everything else later.
Daniel,
good stuff, Daniel. Thank you.
I just hope that one of the young guys steps up and is really good. That's what I'm hoping for. Joe, since he left Baltimore, has a record of 10-19 in games where he was the quarterback of record. I just don't think that Joe's going to get you wins. If he turns out to be wins in a big way, if he turns out to be the best quarterback in camp, then he should be the starter. But I sure hope he's not, because I hope one of the young guys is better. And Joe, since he left Baltimore, other than five games here, has not been great. He was 3-4 last year in the games that mattered in Indianapolis that he was the main guy in. And Anthony Richardson, who everybody thinks stinks, was 5-5, for whatever that's worth. And Joe's wins came against a Tennessee team that ended up with a number one pick in the draft. one against Jacksonville, who ended up with the fifth overall pick in the draft, and they were 4-13 at the time that Joe Flacco beat him. And then Joe lost to the Giants, who were 3-14 overall. And so if Joe ends up being the best quarterback out of this camp, he deserves to be the starter for the Browns. But I think if that happens, it clearly says, okay, and who are they taking in 2026? Which might be the case anyway. But I think the young guys give you a chance to maybe think we have somebody who can play the quarterback position moving forward. Hopefully as a starter, if not as a backup.
I'm just waiting week 7 when Deshaun Watson's starting and we're all sitting here going, I can't believe we're down this road again.
Who do you think ends up starting the most games at quarterback for the Browns this year?
This season?
Rather than week 1?
Yeah.
I think that's the question.
Who's going to start the most games for the Browns this season?
Who's going to be their starting quarterback for the majority of their games this year?
Dylan Gabriel.
I think that's a possibility. If it's not Dylan, I think it's Kenny Pickett. Even if Joe starts week 1.
So if you ask me the way I think it's
going to... I would love to see Dylan Gabriel be the starter.
I think just the way it's going to play out is that... And I think that Joe's going to end up getting traded right before the season starts. Kenny will start...
Or right before the trade deadline?
No, it'll be before the season starts. I think that there is going to be another team that is going to be in a position where they may give you... I don't even want to say what round. I just think people are going to be looking at the Browns saying, are they choosing between Pickett and Flacco, knowing that they have two rookies that they still want to keep on the roster? And no one in their right mind wants to keep three guys on a roster that they know can't play or won't be allowed to be technically on a field if your starting quarterback is there. So this is why I'm so vehement about three quarterbacks. And I'm also not giving you names on that. Today I will. Here, I'll tell you this. I think Flacco gets traded. Or ends up on the coaching staff, retires. I could see that happening too. And then I also see Pickett starting and then Gabriel at some point coming in if Pickett gets hurt.
Give me two guys that you would like to make sure are on this team all year.
You mean?
At quarterback.
At quarterback?
Two guys.
Sanders and Gabriel. Both those guys on the team all year.
I'm sorry. Can I give you a hug?
Why?
You and I agree on something at quarterback.
Well, it's not that I don't disagree, but I also think...
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Baskin.
But what you're going to hate is the scenario that says Deshaun Watson's going to be the starting quarterback late in the season, and Gabriel and Sanders are still both on the roster.
You know, the one thing about Deshaun, let's not be delusional. If he's healthy late in the year, there is the chance that that happens. I'm hard-pressed to think that he's going to be back from that injury. I mean, he tore it twice.
I know.
I mean, it's... In all fairness to Deshaun, and you know his record here as a starting quarterback hasn't been good. It's been bad. He was a phenomenal quarterback in Houston. I'm hard pressed to think he's back healthy and good to play football this year.
Return on investment.
Yeah, I know. No, that's not that. I'm hard pressed to think he's going to be healthy enough.
Hmm.
I don't know about that.
Do you think any of these things we said are off base? I'm curious. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.